This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to a special presentation of Odyssey's On Deadline, a deep dive into the biggest news of the week. Here's something you may not realize. Generation Alpha is shaping up to be the largest generation in U.S. history. So what should we expect from them? Here's KCBS.
Gen Alpha encompasses those born between 2010 and 2024, and it's a group that is now driving consumer spending. To tell us more, we're joined by Giacomo Santangelo, senior lecturer in the Department of Economics at Fordham University. I guess my first thought is, these are some pretty young folks. How are they driving consumer spending?
Well, I mean, look, I think we have to recognize that at every period in time, the youngest generation drives spending, right? All of those television commercials from the 1980s for children's toys and Toys R Us were not geared at the adults. It was Saturday morning cartoons and afternoon cartoons was all meant to drive, you know, the consumption of Gen X kids. All of the targeted ads for Amazon and eBay and all that stuff, that was targeted specifically not at the adults, but trying to get the young millennials interested. And so right now, we're seeing the same thing. It's the spending of the young. Even President Trump recognized this earlier, in his second term, when he said about Christmas, that, you know, children's toys are going to be more expensive, right? So he's recognizing that that's what parents, that's what adults are thinking about, even in April, right? So it's always going to be about the kids.
Gen Alpha are digital natives. I mean, they have grown up mm-hmm. online with an iPhone in their hand when they were born. Yes. Now they're reaching driving age. What kind of spending mm-hmm. power does Gen Alpha have in 2026?
Well, I think we also have to remember that the economy is in a transitional stage right now. So with everyone going so deeply into debt so as not to face inflation, the rising cost of living and, you know, all the things that are going on in the world right now, there's been a lot of discussion about what kind of credit younger people have and what their willingness to go into debt is, because things are only getting more expensive, and that's not going to change anytime soon.
Gen Alpha could be the largest generation in history, estimated to be mm-hmm. around, 2 billion people?
Yeah.
How will that change and drive the economy in the next few years?
Well, I think, just like I mentioned before, that in the 1980s, Gen X kids were driving the economy in so far as there was a store called Toys R Us, and that existed specifically because of Gen X. When the millennials showed up in the next generation and they started buying things on Amazon, it was more towards Target, it was more towards Walmart, then we didn't see, you know, then Toys R Us and KB Toys and those kind of toy stores, they closed down. Well, those places don't exist, but what does exist is Sephora and Lululemon and Target. And if you want to see Gen Alpha in their natural habitat. You go to a Sephora, a Lululemon, or a Target, you'll see them hanging out the same way Gen X kids hung out at the mall.
Remember humans marketing to us based on what experts thought we would like? For Generation Alpha, that may be something they learn about only in textbooks.
Today, millions of people rely on tools like ChatGPT and Gemini, and brands want those bots to have good things to say about their products and services. Companies are flooding AI with details to influence how they are described to other users. To tell us what chatbot marketing means for the rest of us, Kartzik Hosanagar, professor of technology and digital business, co-director of the Wharton School's AI Center. You know, is there such thing as chatbot marketing? Is that where we are now in 2026?
Yes, it is not only a real thing, but it's probably one of the most happening areas in digital marketing today, because people, whether it's consumers when they're trying to buy things during, say, Christmas shopping or Black Friday shopping, or even enterprises when they're buying software or other products, AI and chatting with LLMs like ChatGPT and Gemini are driving a lot of those decisions today.
In layman's terms, how does this work?
Well, before ChatGPT, a lot of us used to just go to Google, for example, and let's say we're trying to buy a running shoe. And so I'm trying to run a half marathon in a few weeks. I might go into Google and type in, what are some good running shoes? And then I might type in some more details, like I want strong ankle support and things like that. And then we click on 5, 10, 15 pages, go do more searches for specific brands like Brooks and so on. It takes a lot of time. Increasingly, what's happening is people go to ChatGPT and they might type in something like, I'm running a half marathon in a few weeks. I've had an ankle injury in the past, so I want to protect my ankle. What's a really good running shoe for long distance that is also offering good ankle support? And ChatGPT might give us a full analysis of what to look for in a shoe, what to look for in shoes for long distance running, what to look for in terms of ankle support. And then finally, might recommend some brands. They might say, well, New Balance is good for this, but Brooks is good for that, and so on. And so what used to be 4 to 5 different searches on Google and visiting 10, 15 different pages before I decide what to buy and from where has now become one single question with a chatbot and maybe a conversation with a chatbot. But the chatbot is doing all the research. It's going to the web, pulling the information. It's synthesizing all of this, giving us a recommendation. So it's driving our choice, and we're no longer doing as much searching and researching ourselves, and instead relying on the chat system like ChatGPT to give us the recommendation.
So companies are aggressively using this marketing. What type of content would they specifically put on the internet to try to, quote unquote, educate AI models?
Well, if you look at these AI models and ask the question, where do their answers come from? All these models are trained on all the data on the internet. So if you're a brand, it's trained on all the information on your website, but it's also trained on all the information on other websites, your competitors' websites, as well as neutral third-party websites that might be discussing running shoes and things like that. And so for a brand, if you're trying to make sure that the AI system, the chatbot, is representing my brand correctly and has a favorable impression about my brand, then there are two things that you control. The first is what we call owned content, meaning what's on your website. So you want to have a lot of information about your products in your blogs, on your product pages, and have information that is very rich, not just that here's our shoe and here's size 10 that you can buy, but information such as what kinds of shoes are good for running long distances, what kinds of shoes have good ankle support, we have such shoes, here's what we have done with our shoe design to provide great ankle support. So all of that kind of information that you have to add into your blogs.
Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. Apple is giving 3 of its wearable devices an AI boost. Mark, first off, talk about the devices.
It's actually that Apple is working on 3 new AI-driven wearables. The first would be their first pair of smart glasses. Then they're also working on a pendant, so an AI device that could be worn on your shirt or on around your neck on a necklace, on a string. Also a new version of AirPods with cameras as well. And the idea is that this will use AI paired with Siri in order to help you navigate your daily life. And this is going to be a major push for them. But, you know, the nuance here is that it's all very much dependent on if they're able to get that new Siri to market and how effective it's going to be. So we'll wait to see that before we can make any determination of how well exactly these are going to do. Obviously, there's a lot of competition here with Meta, with Google, and obviously OpenAI is working on their own set of AI devices with the help of Jony Ive, who just so happens to be Apple's former design chief.
Tell me more about these new toys, the smart glasses, the necklace, the camera, AirPods with the camera. What do they do? I mean, how would I be able to use this?
So I'm going to give you like a few examples. One good one is, you know, right now, if you're doing turn-by-turn directions with AirPods on, your phone will tell you, you know, turn left on such and such street in 450 feet. Instead, the glasses, the pendant, the AirPods would know what's in front of you because it could obviously see. It could be the eyes and ears for your AI into your phone. And it could say, well, make a left where you see the white car, or make a right where you see the dark blue USPS box, right? It can give you more specific details. Also, another, you know, cool idea is if you want to set a reminder, like, remind me to buy penne pasta when I'm in the pasta aisle when I get to the supermarket. Based on GPS, it can know you're in a supermarket, but it can't know what aisle you're in. It can't get that specific. But if you have a camera facing the outside world, then it could know where exactly you are to give you more finite reminders.
I like this idea of telling me to turn right at the mailbox. That way I don't have to look for street signs.
Yeah, that is one aspect. And there's lots of, you know, accessibility, you know, benefits to this as well.
So the company is reportedly working on a range of AI devices for the home. What do we know about that?
Yes, so I've reported several times that they're also working on several AI products for the home, including a smart display that would compete with what you've been seeing from Amazon and Google Nest for, you know, upwards of 5, 6, 7 years, even longer. And then also, you know, a smart home sensor with some security features. And then the big one is a home smart display with a robotic arm that can move around in space over your desk or your table or whatnot. And so, you know, we'll see how those do. I'm not sure who's necessarily asking for the robotic arm smart display, but it is a category and concept that's actually nascent but growing in popularity in parts of Asia.
Apple is supposed to be having an event on March 4th. Are any of these toys going to be part of that?
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.